BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The government says it's concerned by what it calls a propaganda campaign in the US. It's after President Donald Trump signed an executive order to halt aid to South Africa over the Expropriation Act. Trump alleges the law allows land to be seized from white farmers, which our government has described as misinformation. Here's DOCO spokesperson Crispin Peary.
It is disappointing to observe that such narratives seem to have reached and found favour amongst decision makers in the United States of America. The latest order issued by the President of the United States, in its foundational premise, lacks factual accuracy and fails to appreciate and recognize South Africa's profound and painful history of colonialism and apartheid.
DA leader John Steenhuisen has reiterated calls for engagement between the two nations.
I'm disappointed that there's been a big decision like this made that impacts manufacturing jobs and agriculture jobs particularly. And I think it just underlines the call I made to the president earlier this week for us to send a delegation to Washington to get the facts on the table as quickly as possible.
In a statement, the EFF has called Trump's order illogical, claiming South Africa is being punished for supporting Palestinian people and condemning Israel. And an NGO supporting domestic workers says more education is needed to avoid workers being exploited. The national minimum wage is going up next month from R27.58 to R28.79 an hour. The 4.2% hike applies to farm and domestic workers. While the South African Domestic Workers Forum welcomes the increase, it says the majority of housekeepers still earn below the minimum wage. The organization's Lindiwe Shibambo says it's crucial for them to attend workshops to understand their rights.
It's really to say, as a domestic worker, this is what is expected. If you're supposed to be at work at 8 o'clock, you must be there, knock off at this time. It's structured in a way that doesn't understand the professionalism that needs to be attached to that particular role.
And nearly 500 days after being taken by Hamas, three Israeli hostages have been released as part of the Gaza ceasefire agreement. The fifth exchange of captives and Palestinian prisoners has seen Eli Sharabi, Ohad Ben Ami and Or Levi freed. They've been handed over to the Red Cross before they can be reunited with their families. In a clip from Sky News, Eli's brother-in-law, Stephen Brisley, says it's been an overwhelming day.
You know, we've spent 490 days not knowing whether he was alive or dead.
Over 180 Palestinian prisoners are also being released today. Back home, Durban and Ulundi reach a high of 27 degrees tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg and Underberg 24, Richards Bay and Newcastle 28, Ladysmith 29, Margate and Moy River 25, and 20 for Kokstad. In Durban, sunrise is at 28 minutes to 6. That's it from the Newswatch team for today. I'm Tamasha Kanyi.